You are listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed, and I am Mac Iverson. The deep state is beginning to figure out, with unforgiving regularity, what President Trump and his administrative superheroes are starting to accomplish throughout the world. The new year brought in a happy shock with the liberation of Venezuela and was quickly followed by the spill and cleanup needed in Isle, Minnesota, with the multi-billion dollar, nearly $10 billion Somali scam. These two events, one closely following on the heels of the other, are almost duplicate examples, one being international, the other domestic, of the hard as tungsten steel lesson that is being taught to the entire world. Trump is showing himself to be the role model on how to be a leader in the 21st century. This is the Trump invention of the Donroe Doctrine, which is simply the Monroe Doctrine with teeth. Examples being Panama, Venezuela, and now Greenland. Over the years, China has infiltrated Panama with the intention of controlling commerce and limiting the American military through its canal gates. Trump pushed back hard, with great success. And now there's Venezuela, with Maduro discovering that his arrogance was not an effective buttress supporting the fortification of his corrupt little country. There is also the Minnesota threat to American national sovereignty. This is domestic, but it's also international, because China and their proxy gangster confederate, also known as the George and Alex Soros crime family, are foreign-based and fully engaged in financing the manufactured hatred of American sovereignty, which also falls under the umbrella of the Donroe Doctrine. Don't forget that with Trump's very aggressive actions, his ultimate goal is obviously to chip away at China's power base. China is the enemy of all enemies, and they have their octopus arms everywhere. And the Soros crime network dutifully serves under their dirty, inky shadow. So when China falls, the communist, fascist-inspired deep state falls too. Trump knows this. That's why he is, diplomatically so far, flipping China the middle finger. He tries to be coy about it, but through his most recent actions, China's foundation is already being profoundly cracked and compromised. Happening in the news cycle simultaneously to the Minnesota-Somali threat to national security is the attempt to acquire Greenland so as to thwart the ambitious advances of Russia and China creeping below the Arctic Circle into the sphere of the Americas. So in quick succession, we've got Venezuela, Minnesota, and Greenland, and now Iran, all threatening American national security, not just of the United States, but of all nations in the Americas. Obviously, this is not because these things just happen to be happening right now. Rather, the USA now has a commander-in-chief who is actually commanding actions that actually protect the fragile and sacred concept of national sovereignty. Iran is one of China's biggest and most connected to global evil allies. So removing Iran from the axis of evil is like pulling out one of the last blocks in the game of Jenga just before the Chinese Tower of Evil falls. Minnesota's corruption is also foreign. China has invested in Muslim terrorism for decades. Just think how sick and twisted this all is. A 23-year-old kid named Nick Shirley is the whistleblower on what is one of the largest scams in American history. One of many, as you know. Let me ask you, what resources and leverage does he have to do this that the so-called legacy media didn't have? He's a 23-year-old kid with a microphone. Not some bought-off a-hole like Don Sourlemon, Rachel Madcow, or Anderson Pooper, etc. ad nauseum, grossly overpaid loser pawns employed by the deep state mafia to hide the truth from you and me. And it's not just a one-off. This crap has been going on year after year after year, and the fake news industrial complex still insists, nothing to see here. Congress scum Ilhan Omar went from almost nothing to $30 million in net worth in about a year. A year. Can you say bribes? But what we are seeing here is only the tip of the camel's hump. Just wait till many other states are forced by an enraged public to start doing their own audits. The best clue to look for is where all the Somali upper-class ghettos are. Some 94% of Somalis in the USA are on some form of welfare. Much of it is massive welfare. They came from nothing to driving Mercedes-Benz SUVs overnight. And if you're paying any attention, you see it all around you. This alone should enrage you. There are many foundations that fund all this corruption, and billionaires are behind all of it. There's the Pro-Muslim Tides Foundation, which receives about $50 million in taxpayer money per year, as well as the Rockefeller Network and Soros, of course, all using a massive amount of firearms and ammunition to foment revolution in the streets of America. Arabella Advisors also funds much of this. They are funding the specter of never-ending chaos on the streets. and that has always been one of the main goals of the deep state mafia. Regarding the Minneapolis shooting, the officer who did this looks pretty guilty, especially for the second and third shots. But consider for a moment how you would feel if you could be transported back to last June when this same officer, while trying to arrest a dangerous illegal alien, had his arm caught and was dragged for about 100 yards by a speeding car moving close to 50 miles per hour. That car was used as a deadly weapon, sound familiar? Against him and requiring dozens of stitches. He almost died. That video is almost as horrible as the Rene Good shooting video. Don't you think that you might be affected by that? What psychological counseling did he receive afterwards? Was it adequate? We don't even know for sure. So just for a moment, put yourself into that officer's shoes, a man who is willing to do the dirty job every day that the vast majority of people would never be willing to do. Also consider the nation of Iran within the last month has massacred not just one, but about 5,000 of its citizens. And not by accident, like in Minnesota, but on purpose. And what do the moral giants of Minnesota have to say? Now, why is that? Why aren't they morally indignant over a crime that is exactly 5,000 times worse? Well, let me tell you why. It's mostly because the freedom fighters of Iran are not Marxist low-life a-holes like the Land of a Thousand Lakes scum rioters of Minnesota. The Iranians are fighting and dying for freedom, something that these Minnesota spoiled rotten libtard losers could never relate to. And we know this is true because the Iranian patriots are on the opposite political fence as the Somalis. The Somalis give much of their stolen taxpayer money to Israel and America-hating terrorists. The oppressed Iranian people are screaming enough of all the corruption already. So if Iran falls, then that greatly compromises the money laundering goals of the deep state-supported Islamofascists here in America. So liberals are as quiet as the grave when it comes to a truly evil regime like the one in Iran. The Soros big money-controlled media has ghosted this story for as long as possible, and it is still not receiving the attention that it deserves. That's because the deep state wants the Islamofascists to maintain power so as to denigrate the very notion of freedom in order to maintain maximum control over people like you and me. Can you just imagine how wonderful it would be for this Iranian regime to fall apart almost overnight? How magnificent that would be for the entire world. How that would ease global tensions immediately. That is possible any day now. Trump is pushing for it hard, but the fake news industrial complex will simply not allow it. And their very best, deepest argument against it is, "Orange man bad, dude." Liberals crave world tyranny, and their evil actions prove it on every single issue. The regime would have collapsed by now if Pooper Anderson would give it the green light, but then he'd be fired instantly, so he says nothing. The shooting of Marxist Rene Good and all the attention dumped upon it is a total red herring. Minnesota Governor Timmy the Tampon Walz is hiding behind it, trying to blame those trying to clean up all of his corruption that he is directly responsible for. It is that famous leftist saw of never allowing a disaster or tragedy, in this case, to go to waste. Consider the insanity of what Rene Good sacrificed her life for. Not only did she stupidly and foolishly sacrifice her life in support of Somali Muslim corruption, and not just any old corruption, it is deep-seated, profound, multi-billion dollar corruption, but she sacrificed her life for a Muslim terrorist money laundering scam. This communist strategy was perfectly encapsulated in the famous quote from Comrade Lenin, who made famous the quote, "You have to break a few eggs to make an omelet." And so Comrade Rene Good was the protege of her role model and hero, George Floyd. Both of them were just two more rotten eggs that needed to be broken in an attempt to whip up the perfect globalist omelet of tyranny and division. Voila! Imagine this. I hate paying taxes, and I really hate the IRS. So what if I decided to get in my car and go ram through the barricades at their main office? Why would I not do this? I wouldn't do it because I am certain I would get shot and killed if I did. I wouldn't just fear it. I would expect to get killed. And you would as well. That is why you don't do it. That is what's called being smart. But Good wasn't smart. She wasn't even good. Renee Good resisted arrest, so the undue sympathy showered upon the wasted life of this poor, wretched soul has nothing to do with feeling sorry for her in any way, shape, or form. In addition, that's also because $700 million over 2 years went from Minnesota back to Somalia as regular payments in suitcases full of cash under the watchful eye of deep state Confederates, with many millions laundered from fake daycare centers that had zero children, in order to support Islamo-fascist terrorism, and Renee had no problem with it. First it was Floyd, and now it's Good. That is not good. What is it with the evil Twin Cities? Do they pour stupid juice into the city drinking water there? Only useful idiots have taken to the streets because they are sorrowful and angry and view her death as unnecessary. Rather, the main impetus for these protests came pre-organized. They're highly organized. Just like in the case of another famous fool from that same sick city by the name of George Floyd. And that's because this charade too, as in Floyd's case, is mostly because it's an election year. Hello? It's an election year. Her death, just like that of George Floyd's, is being used as just another sacrificial pawn on the chessboard of left-wing, right-wing politics. But again, not only did she sacrifice her life in full-throated support of Muslim corruption, she sacrificed her life to try and defend a group that is dedicated to eliminating homosexuals just like herself from the face of the earth. I don't like homosexuals, but I don't want to toss them all off tall buildings like many devout Muslims do. Call me crazy, but to me that's evil. But Renee Good, through her actions, obviously did not agree with me, even though she was a proud homosexual. Now that is what I call extremely stupid and mind-blowingly foolish. But it's not just her. What's really stupid is that the entire anti-ICE movement is full of green and purple-haired losers, just like poor, pathetic Renee. Consider this. Do you think for one nanosecond that once the Islamo-fascists achieve world conquest like they plan, that the same mantra of, "We are all unified in our hatred of Israel and the great Satan America," is going to continue to exclude the LGBT WTF crowd from their hit list of enemies? Don't you think that assumption is just a little strange? The Muslims love to persecute and hang, stone, or toss homosexuals off rooftops now. But once the Jews and Christians are shoved out of the way, will it suddenly be time for the Muslims to reform, celebrate, and party down with the LGBTs? Their very weird partnership is about self-serving politics, united by their shared hatred of America and freedom only. Only. If you think Islamo-fascists hate Israel and America, just you wait till the LGBTs are no longer considered to be their strange bedfellows, rather just plain strange. They will be murdered by the tens of millions. That will be the plan of the Muslims, according to their interpretation of the Quran. That will happen. If the LGBTs allow for, and so far they are in full compliance of their own utter destruction, this rainbows and unicorns kumbaya nonsense of fake friendliness of Muslims towards the LGBT WTFs is just a dog and pony show for naive simpleton idiots like Renee Good. Behind all their fake smiles and talk of unity, the Islamo-fascists have blood in their eyes for the LGBT WTFs. And the entire stupid state of Minnesota, it seems, is blind to all this. That alone makes me hate liberals with a blood-curdling passion. Timmy the Tampon needs to spend the rest of his loser life in prison for his part, and he'd better go to prison. And soon, or else. Know this for certain. Timmy Tampon could end all this rioting almost overnight, but he's essentially calling for a civil war just to distract his dirty, many of them welfare-addicted Minnesota moron voters away from his own hideous corruption that actually caused all these riots. In other words, he's using dangerous riots as a shield to protect him from going to prison where he belongs. Just blame Trump. Oh, yeah, that's the ticket. Trump. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket. And Minnesota is just the tip of the camel's hump. Wherever you have Somali Muslims, you have a whole diaper load of profound deep state protected corruption. Remember, the violent protests aren't against ICE. And that's because ICE is in Minnesota mostly because of the Somali scam. So the riots are all just a cover for deep state corruption. Whatever happened to Minnesota nice? On the a-hole scale from 1 to 10, these anti-ICE demons from Minnesota have broken the a-hole-o-meter with a score of about 1,000. They have shown themselves to be criminally hostile towards anyone who works hard and has to pay and repay again the billions of dollars in taxes to cover for these scammers. The Somalis and the LGBTs are just flip sides of the same evil coin. Both are bullies who require using violence or threats of violence to succeed. Without these dirty mafia tactics, neither of them could survive long term, and they know it. That's why they do it. And Fox News and all the rest are fully all in, hypnotized by the shiny object of us versus them division, which is exactly what Soros, China, and all their proxies want us to watch every single night on the evening news. Division is their main plan to destroy America and the entire West. I don't give a rip if there are riots in Minneapolis every night and day. I find it all highly amusing. But it serves their purpose for swaying the shallow, undecided voter for November's election. Action step. Why does the left seem so much bigger than it really is? Big billionaire money is the reason. We must counter that with genuine truth and passion. George and Alex Soros' money buys a lot of corruption. But their side isn't being real because it's based mostly on money and bribes. As a counter, our side has to be real and totally honest. Only then will they be easy to defeat. And then, and only then, their entire pyramid scam structure may crumble overnight. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.